Okay, you mentioned how much Ajahn Chah emphasized the importance of letting go. As a layperson, how do we do that? And how do we reconcile letting go with being kind to ourselves? For instance, it could be seen as a kindness to listen to one's favorite music or eat one's favorite foods. I think, again, you want to be paying attention to what is it that increases the kusala and decreases the akusala. What increases the wholesome qualities within the heart and decreases the unwholesome, rather than sort of saying, this is the absolute way that has to be done, can't be outside that box. And especially as a lay person, and there's a fair bit of leeway of what one can be doing, and which is sometimes a bit of a problem. It's sort of you've got enough rope to hang yourself. So, but that's one of the beauties of a monastic life, is we've got pretty short ropes. So, but I think that that aspect of certainly you want to be. Not idealizing what you think you have to do or have to be, but paying attention to what is it that supports clarity and well-being, and sometimes, as a lay person listening to music on five precepts, that's not a problem. It's not outside the bounds of the precepts. So. Eight precepts, and you make that commitment. Okay, I'm going to refrain from entertainment, music, dancing, singing, blah blah blah. But it's it, though again, that's a voluntary parameter that one sets for oneself because you find it useful. But it can also be that what was one's favorite music, the mind is quite settled and steady, and then one listens to one's favorite music, and boom, just sees it. Memories and proliferations and associations start to sort of rush forward, and one's peaceful mind. Well, what happened to that? It was just a bit of music, and music in particular can be very powerful, both as a inspirational tool, as well as just the emotive, what the emotion that wells up. That can be, again, that's sometimes like in Indian tradition. There is a tradition of religious and spiritual music that is, extremely uplifting. And it can be, very energizing. It can be very settling. So there's different ways. But then, there's one of the things I did actually take note of, actually concerned. Yeah, there was. When you're really paying attention to the like fundamental nature of the mind, it's what is really draws one in is the stillness and the clarity, and music can be it can really pull one out. So that learning how to be content with fundamental peacefulness of the mind. Is can be incredibly beautiful and inspiring. And again, it's not that music is wrong, but it's sort of what is it depends on the effect that it's having, to be able to use it skillfully or to refrain from it when it seems necessary. Because that again, that letting go is not an absolute categorical letting. It's a, to what degree do you relinquish and loosen up so that You're actually you're looking after yourself. You're attentive to the world around one, so that one's responding with wisdom and alertness, presence, and compassion with the world around one as well. Because some people can get incredibly uptight about their letting go, which is very righteous about their letting go. Well, it's just, maybe that's not how it's supposed to be held. Maybe that's the say well-known story of from Ajahn Chah, where it was, I noticed a cabin in his it was the early days of of him establishing his monastery, Wat Pa Pong, and the he noticed that one of the cabins in the forest, a whole section of the roof had blown off, and this was rainy season when it was the kind of storms and whatnot were coming, and evening time came, and he asked, who's living in such and such a dwelling? And the monk said, me. And he said, have you noticed that part of your roof is gone? And he said, oh yeah, I noticed. I've been practicing letting go. And of course he got a very long and strong lecture on his wrong ideas about letting go. And after he sort of got upbraided by Ajahn Chah, I said, I don't know what I can do. You tell us to let go, and I let go to this extent, and you can still give me a bad time. But there's an appropriateness and a time and place and a benefit and usefulness that has to be factored in as well. It's not a categorical letting go.